called I Could Be Driving. I guess my mistake was going to a salesman in the first place. Stupidly, I thought that cliche, there's a problem with the car, tell the guy who sold you it. Well, 2 years and Lenny's long gone. Probably he's selling insurance or washing cars or waiting tables, but he might as well be dead here. If he were, it would be no different. He's been erased. No memory, no mourning, just nothing. Not a familiar face in the place. So I'm telling Tony, I've got this tear starting on my driver's seat back, and hey, the car's still under warranty. Who's Lenny? Your credit's good. I can put you in an 04, he says. A two-model upgrade from your car. Air conditioning standard. Brand new 04 for $8 less per month than you're paying now. A lot more car. What do you say? I'm thinking, why did Lenny leave? It's just a little tear, maybe 2 inches long. The seam just beginning to pull apart. It's not that bad. And there's this click in my head. Yes, a new car. I won't have to drive this nasty two-year-old model around anymore. This two-year-old car with its little imperfections, the missing hubcap where I nicked a snowbank, the quarter-inch scratch where a passenger kicked the dash, this living history of my little disasters. I could be driving a spanking new car and impress my boyfriend. And impress my friends. My ex-boyfriend's long skis would have fit in this one. I guess I really do need a new car. Well, yes, he admits. It uses a little more gas, and the insurance and registration are more, and yes, there is a down payment. So I end up in auto body, where I should have gone to begin with, and they've ordered me a new seat. They don't even bother, he says. They just replace the whole thing. So I'm getting a whole new seat and thinking how it's just a little 2-inch tear, not even a tear, but more of a pulling away.